Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. So stay on for the next hour if you can. We're going to be doing lots of healings for different people here. So I'm working with the Creation Lightship that comes here once every 2,000 years to help with the ascension process. And these light beams are here to help us with instantaneous healings. So with me tonight, we have Sylvia Joy, and she's here. She's a health and wellness consultant. And would you like to come on, Sylvia?
Hi, Ron. I'm here, and hello, everybody. We're so happy to be here. This is a special broadcast of the Creation Lightship Healing Program. And like Ron said a moment ago, there will be live instantaneous healing sessions going on throughout this hour. So we're so happy to have you with us. Please stay with us for those healings, and we'll be talking a little bit also about what the Creation Lightship is and what its role is in the upcoming universal shift. But the show is all about bringing you more into the light with live healing sessions, so I think we're going to get started right away with those healings. Ron, would you like to start out by bringing in a divine energy to bless tonight's healing session?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. So what we'll do is we'll bring in a male divine energy, and we'll bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. So for you that are new to this conference call here, just kind of sit down and relax. There's nothing for you to do. And the Creation Lightship has the spiritual blueprints of all beings created in the light. So we're going to bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. This is his first cause energy upon his creation. And so we know him here as Archangel Michael. He's manifested in different bodies here at different times on the earth plane. And also, he's also manifested elsewhere, but we know him as Archangel Michael. So I'll just sit back and relax. He'll be coming into your living room, this essence energy of his, and you can ask for spiritual guidance and healing. And he'll bless your living room for you. And also like you to, if you would, we're going to do some water charging tonight. So get a glass of water, and also go to one of my shows that I have. You might just go to the Wednesday show. It'd be the daytime show, and go to Don's homepage of VBS Radio, and go to Wednesday, and scroll down until you see Creation Lightship. It's in the evening, and click on Creation Lightship, and then scroll down a little bit there past the little blinking flower. And you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And we'll be energizing her with her essence energy. And she'll become more three-dimensional and also do some healing work with you along with the water activation. And the water activation will be having light codes in it for you. And it will be designed just for you, your special water that you can drink this evening and maybe tomorrow if you like. So here we go. I'm going to bring in Archangel Michael. And just get your water right now and you can feel the energy come into your room if you wish. And most people can actually feel the change in energy in the living room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just sit back and relax if you would, and I'll be back in about a minute, and you can ask Archangel Michael different questions if you like and connect with him for healing. Okay. So we'll bring in the next divine energy here. And we'll bring in a beautiful female energy. And we're going to bring in, let's see here, just the energy of St. Bernadette. And if you haven't seen her picture, you might go to Google search and look at her. She's she's very well preserved, like she just went to sleep. She's in a glass casket, and she's just very, very beautiful here. So here she comes, St. Bernadette. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And St. Bernadette is the lady, that young girl who had the visions of Mother Mary in Lourdes, France. And then they did the healing waters that are still active today. So she's here to help you. So again, request healing and guidance, and I'll see you back in about a minute again. Okay, and now we'll bring in another divine energy, and we'll bring in another archangel, Archangel Raphael. So, connecting now from the creation light ship, this is, again, the first cause energy, original creation energy, and here comes Archangel Raphael. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just relax and request healings. Okay, I'll bring in one more divine energy, and we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So, connecting now, and here she comes. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, we'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, so what we're going to do now is have this beautiful light being on your computer monitor activated now. So if you're not there, just go to one of my program shows, Creation Lightship Healing, and you can select Wednesday if you'd like, and just scroll down till you see Creation Lightship, and click on that. And then it'll go, you know, from the times that I have my shows and go down a little bit further to past the little flower that's blinking. And you can see this beautiful light being photographed there. This is done by a lady who actually was a seer, and she actually saw her and many other light beings on the Creation Lightship during the healing session. So just get her in front of you now, along with your glass of water. And we're going to bring in her divine essence now directly into this picture. And if you're brand new to this call here, then you're going to be able to visualize in front of you this energy coming off of her. You're actually going to probably feel it. You're going to see the rays that's being emitted around her in her auric field, the rays off of her forehead there change colors. You'll probably see her white light coming out of her eyes. It'll get brighter. Her face will become a little more three-dimensional. So she's starting right now. And this takes probably about, she's telling me about 45 seconds to become fully activated. And what you might want to do is blink your eyes a few times so you can see the change. That helps some people. If not, just keep watching her. What I do at times is I'll move my head back and forth across my monitor from left to right, and you can actually see her eyes almost tracking you as you're moving back and forth because she is conscious in this photograph. And you're going to feel this beautiful love energy coming out of her eyes into your room also. So she needs about another 15 seconds, she's saying, to be fully energized. And she should be becoming more three-dimensional right now and having like a human quality of her as far as like an emotional love energy coming off of her. And how does she look for you, Sylvia?
Yes, that's absolutely what's happening on my monitor screen. It's as though she's just coming to life from a picture to like having her presence right here. And just like the energies of the divine beings that you brought in, you know, I felt those change the quality of, you know, my room and how I was feeling at the time, and it's the same with her. I feel her love and her presence right here. It's really beautiful.
She's going to actually bring in, along with this water charging energy, she'll bring in the energy of peace into your room. So what she's going to do now is activate this water for you. This will be divinely attuned water from the Creation Lightship. It'll have special light codes in it just for you. And so this water is designed just for you personally. So it may not, someone else could drink the water, but mainly, you know, it's for you because it'll have special codes to help you in the ascension process right now. So just put your hands on both sides of your water container, your water glass. Could be a bottle, a bottle of water, or just a glass of water. And she's now going to activate this here, and she's starting right now. Many people actually feel their body energy change inside of them. They'll feel more movement of energy. You may feel your body heating up, possibly. You might feel tingles. You may feel your hands get warm. You may feel them pulsate. They may feel like electricity. So it's all different ways that you're going to be sensing this energy. And if you don't feel anything, it's working anyway. And she needs about another 20 seconds to activate the water. And then we'll have her water to drink. And it will always taste different. I haven't had anybody say that the water has not changed. I've had them take the chlorine out of the water, which is very interesting to see that removed completely. Another 10 seconds, she's saying. A little bit longer she wants. Might be some other water that may be a little more difficult or has maybe extra elements in it or something for someone. So she's saying about another 10 seconds here. And she's also bringing in peace energy into your room. I feel there's some people out there who need peace energy. You may start feeling your body relaxing instantly here. Remember, the divine works in the now only. And that's the way they work. They bring light frequencies in the now. And they only work in the now, and that's their consciousness. So anything that is not in the now is just like an illusion. And the light ship doesn't work in the now. It only works in the now. So here we go. We can have our water right now. So I'll take a sip of it and just see how it tastes. And mine's juicier. Goes down very smoothly. It's incredible. A lot of times water, when you drink it, you don't really want to drink it because you may feel like you're full of water, or it doesn't, you know, your mouth kind of like feels prickly sometimes and doesn't want to have the water go down. But with this light ship water, it's like very, very silky, very juicy, very wet. So how's your water, Sylvia?
My water's wonderful, and it's really interesting that I did something this time that I haven't done before, but I happened to have a glass of water that was charged earlier today, and I hadn't finished it, and it was still here at my monitor, so I tasted it beforehand, and then after she just charged it now, I tasted it again, and it's a different viscosity. It's actually thicker and silkier than it was before.
Interesting. That's great.
Yeah. It tastes wonderful.
So if any of you would like to, you know, save some of your water and put it in your bath water, that's wonderful. And I would say put probably about a half a cup in or so. And what I did the first time to try this out, I was running my bath water, and it got to about maybe 6 inches high in the bathtub. And I put, and I knew what the water felt like because I was in it for the whole time as it was filling. And then I poured like a half a cup of water into the bath water, and you'd really feel the energy of the water change instantly. It was quite incredible. So you may want to do that too with your water. So we'll do another healing here. Like I said, this show is about healing, and it's instantaneous healing. So what I'd like to do for everybody is to do some entity releases. Entities are typically emotional bodies of people that have passed on. They're still landlocked here on the earth plane, and they're looking for bodies to go into. When you pass on, your spirit almost always leaves you within maybe up to a month's time, or leaves the earth plane, I should say that. It's always out of view most of the time, we'll say. But it will stick around and watch the family members to see how they're doing, and then it's gone. And they get blessed out of here by most of the religious ceremonies. Or people praying for them to go on. Then they have their deprogramming process, which eliminates their emotions that's stored inside of them so they can reincarnate again in wholeness. And that could take typically up to 50 years to do. But right now we're going to do a entity release to get rid of these entities that are the emotional bodies of people who passed on that come to us, and they come into our bodies at times, come into our consciousness. The way they come in is mainly from you being out of your body. Most people are 20% in their body and 80% not. And the other 80%, if it's not you, then who is it? Well, it's entities. And so they can change your personality. They can be like the marionette to the puppet and control you in such a way that you do strange things because they want to experience a life that they probably had in the past or many, many lives. Sometimes these entities have been in maybe millions of bodies, so they do want to have a life, and they need your energy, your spirit energy, to live on. So they come into your physical body to get that energy because they have no spirit of themselves. So these are what you may want to call as ghosts or poltergeist also. But anyway, there's tons of them here, and we all collect them. So I'm going to do an entity release now. So your spirit also leaves you when you take drugs. Once you start altering your consciousness, then your spirit must leave because it doesn't want to deal with that low-density energy. So whether you have some wine, for instance, or beer, and, you know, there's a point to where you get out of your consciousness. And when that happens, then you're out. One glass of wine, I'd say, probably won't, maybe hurt anybody. We'll say, typically, unless they don't drink wine in there, that they get polluted instantly. Or if you take any kind of drugs, either prescription drugs to numb yourself or to take away pain, or you just take, hard drugs, maybe illegal drugs, or smoking pot, et cetera, all these things alter your mind and take you out of this reality. And at that point, your spirit cannot be with you. And entities have a wide open chance of coming in because you're leaving the door open for them. And they also come in through meditation. If you go out of your body and you don't seal your body or use special techniques, then when you're out of your body, they come in also. I've had a lot of people that I've worked with who have meditated for hours and hours, and maybe after 5 to 10 years, they're not the same person any longer. They're very kind of like airy-fairy in the way they are, and they're just not home because they left. And so, anyway, I won't go into that too much, but this is how you get out of your body. If you hurt yourself, you're out of your body. Any type of physical pain, you're out. When you get angry, you're out. So all these things are not love energy. So wherever you have judgment is when the spirit leaves you, when you start acting that out. Your spirit cannot handle judgment, and that's the emotions. So anyway, here we go. We've did quite a bit of clearing. You may feel yourself, feel energies leave you. You may feel a little heavier as your spirit comes into you, which we're going to do right now. So naturally, because your spirit left from traumas, we have to clean your spirit and clear it. We're doing that right now. This is much like what you go through when you pass over, although the clearing here is instantaneous. It doesn't take 50 years to do. So you're coming back into your body. Your spirit knows how to come into you, and it'll come in whatever way it needs to, either through the heart, typically, or the crown chakra. So here we go, and I'll count to 10, and you're going to have your spirit or more of yourself be reunited with the old parts of you that are still left. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, now you're in your body more, a little more fuller. We'll do some more entity releasing now for everyone. And again, you may feel, your body should feel heavier as you come into your body. When you leave your light, when you're in your body, you feel heavy, and you feel like the space is being taken up with something. So these energies are leaving you now. And if you look at, go to a post office and you start looking at the photographs of people who may be on the most wanted list, or you see TV programs where they show the photographs of people in prison, etc., you're going to notice that almost all of them have glossed over eyes. So the way you tell if somebody is out of their body is look at their eyes. If they're glossed over or hollow looking, empty, then at that point, their spirit has left. And what happens is the physical body is held accountable for the actions and not the spirit. And so a lot of people who maybe say they didn't do this crime, is telling you the truth, because your spirit was not in the body to do this, and the spirit is talking, saying, I didn't do this crime. But yet the body was maybe photographed or fingerprints, etc., and, you know, it is acknowledged that the body did do it, but the entity did the crime, not the actual person. So there's no spiritual, say, jails or prisons for these entities like what we have here for the poor physical body. So you want to keep your body clean out of these entities. And that's the whole thing is, you know, you were born with your spirit in your body, and it should be in your body all the time. And this is the reason why I'm here, to help you get into your bodies more. And this is for the ascension process. And the ascension process is being in your body fully so you can give your body the gift to ascend. Otherwise, you won't be ascending. It's as simple as that. Your spirit has to integrate with every cell in your body to do this ascension process, to take your physical body to a higher consciousness, or a higher dimension, if you want to use that terminology. So here we go. We're collecting more of your spirit now. The entities are leaving and have left. And we'll count to 10 again, and at that point, you're going to be more in your body. So you may even feel the energy come into your body slowly as I'm counting. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And some people I see are in their bodies improperly, which is normal. If you do a crash landing, we'll say your alarm clock goes off in the morning and you jump and jerk. What happens is that jerking effect is the fact that your spirit saw the body move and got startled, and the spirit is responsible for your body, so it had to come back into your body instantly. So it was outside doing something, and your spirit will leave because you're sleeping. Where it goes, I don't know, but it's definitely not with you for almost everybody when you're sleeping, but it knows how to seal your body to protect it. And so I don't recommend astral traveling at all, because that's very dangerous too, as far as bringing energies back to you and having physical damage done to your spirit. And so what happens when you astral travel, you can do spiritual warfare, get up there with, you know, guns or knives or whatever. And if you've ever woken up someday and you had a pain in your body, which you never had the night before, and you wonder why you have that, that's more than likely because you're out on the astral plane doing some type of battling like we do down here physically, and you had some damage done to your spirit. And since your spirit mimics a physical body, it'll bring that injured area back to your physicalness, and your body will then suffer from that until the body heals itself, or the spirit heals itself, or and the body, you know, and spirit heals both of them. So. And I've had people contact me and say, gee, I woke up and I got these cuts on my body. Well, that was probably also the same thing, or bruises. So, here we go. I'm going to bring some more of you back. And then we'll do a heart and mind connection. So, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And now you're in your body a little stronger. What will happen is you're going to have, it'll feel like the space in you is heavier, more dense. You should feel more dense, but you're going to feel like you're more together, like all your little pieces are now, together and working in harmony. And now we're going to take you out of your body and integrate the old part of you that was in your body with the new. Like I said, some people are in their bodies improperly from crash landings. So we're taking you out now and integrating the old and the new and bringing you back in right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Now you're in your body properly. And what I'll do for all of you, if you're just kind of interested, this is if you wish to do that, you can say yes or no. But we're going to take you out of your body, and I'm going to put you in 180 degrees improperly. So your spirit will be in your body looking out of the back of your head. So your feet will be turned around backwards. And this is a good thing to do, just to get an idea how you feel. Because you never know if you're in your body properly or not. And sometimes it could take you weeks or even years to figure the thing out, to get in, you know, your body properly. So we're going to take you out. There we go, and we'll correct it after this here, too, and turn you around 180 degrees. Now you're coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So if you notice, all of your psychic vision now is behind you. And you have a great awareness behind you, but in front of you, you don't have much at all. And you may feel kind of strange. So we're going to take you out now, coming out, and turn you around the proper way now, the way you're supposed to be in your body, and bring you back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, there. And what I'll do also, just to show you another way that the spirit can come in properly, I'm going to put you in so that your head is down by your feet. So you're going to be coming in like doing a dive off a diving board, okay? So here we go. Coming out of your body and having your spirit come in head first, coming straight down to your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now you're in your body with your head down by your feet. And I feel kind of strange. I just don't like the way it feels. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
It's really funny. It's like, oh, put it back right.
Yeah, you can almost feel your legs, you know, at your head, you know.
Yeah.
Feet, you know. So here we go. We're coming out again, coming out, and being repositioned now, so you're coming properly. And your spirit knows how to do this, so it's doing this for you. So here we go. Coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So this is like a learning experience for everybody who's listening here, just to know what it's like. So if you ever feel strange in your body, and this is two good examples of that, then you can ask your spirit to come back in properly. Otherwise, it'll think that it's probably right because you're not complaining about it. And you have to always request healing. So this is part of the healing that you want to request, is to be in your body properly. Okay, next we're going to be doing your connection between your consciousness. You could use the word ego, your awakening consciousness, the part of you that thinks all the time, that talks out of your lips, your personality. There's many words that we could use here, but I'm going to take that connection and bring it into your heart center. Remember, your spirit resides in your heart. This is where you always want to go for spiritual guidance. If you go inside of your head, and I see a lot of people who say, I'm going to get my spiritual guidance, and they kind of like twist their mouth kind of funny, or, you know, they have a, like they wince their face, like they're trying to figure out something to get their guidance, and they're just going inside of their head. They're not inside of their heart. And the most unfortunate thing is that a lot of people get their spiritual guidance from entities. So you ask yourself, oh, I want to do this here. Is this right for me? And the entity goes, oh, yeah, I want to really do this, you know. And then the person goes, oh, yeah, my guidance said, yeah, I'm going to be doing this here. And then you do something, and it's not right at all. But, you know, you thought you were guided, which is not what happens, because the entities love to play with you. And they love playing with pendulums, too. I have people who use pendulums and they're not hooked up to their heart center. So they have entities work the pendulum. So I'm just giving you some examples here of the way people use or think they're being connected spiritually, and they're really not. They are hooked up spiritually to something else other than themselves. Remember, your spirit has all your keys and answers. And this is the teachings of Jesus and the lightship, is to go within to make this connection. Anything outside of yourself is not the divine energy, because it's outside of your spirit, and your spirit is connected to the lightship, which is what created you. And this is the, you know, life force energy that you want to live on and be a part of. So, unfortunately, the religions here, except for what Jesus taught, there may have been other modalities too out there of other teachings, but Jesus mainly, from what we can remember, is, you know, he definitely stated that the kingdom is within, you know, which means go to your spirit. That's your divine connection. And don't go outside of yourself, because outside of yourself is not the divine. And like I mentioned about entities, that would be outside of yourself. And then what happened was, through organized religions, they created the terminology of God, which is outside of yourself, and then they created duality. And so when you get caught into that system of these false teachings that was brought here by the Galactic Federation, then you have problems, because Jesus tried to straighten that out initially when he came to get people to go inside, connect to yourself, be in the now. and he was doing ascension teachings 2,000 years ago. And the dark side didn't like that because if people would have ascended, the dark side would have lost their food chain, and they live on our emotional energy. So this is what the light ship is doing now, is helping everyone if they can to get back into their bodies and to understand that you have to be in your body for the ascension process. That's their teachings, and that's how they're helping you, and it's up to you to do this. They're not going to do it for you, because you were in your body initially, and it's up to you to stay in your body when you were born. So you're in your body when you're born. You should be in your body now. And you have to really look at the way your life is working, and to understand that your life is not working because you're not in your body. The most unfortunate thing that I see is that people are searching desperately for spirituality outside of themselves. They're looking and searching and getting all these books, and the books talk about high spiritual truths, which do work on the light ship. They do things instantaneously up there. But down here, it doesn't always work, and you can't use these high spiritual laws down here because of entities, and you're not in your body enough. And so, unfortunately, nobody has written a book yet, that I know of anyway, that tells you, and the churches don't tell you to be in your body 100%, which is the key to your spirituality. In fact, if they told you that, there would be no more churches here. So that's kind of the sad situation. So, but if you just go by the simple teachings of Jesus, is to get back into your body, go into your heart, connect to the divine, which is you, and that divine is hooked up and connected to the light ship. So that's where your spiritual energy is. Your healing energy is from your spirit, from the light ship. So it has to go through your spirit always for healing. So if your spirit is not healed, you won't get a healing. If your emotions aren't cleared out of you, you won't get a healing either, you know, as far as a 100% perfect healing. So here we go. We're going to hook you up to your spirit inside of your heart center, and this is where you want to go for your guidance. So whoever you listen to, if you, you know, as far as classes or teachings, go there and ask your spirit for guidance. And here we go. We're going to connect you now to this here. So if you want to visualize an elevator, and the 10th floor is inside of your head, we'll just use that terminology. Like we said before, your thoughts, your waking consciousness, you know, what you're listening to right now, you know, as far as myself, that's what we're talking about, your personality. And we're going to drop that down into your heart center. So that'll be the first floor. So we're going down from the 10th to the first, and the first is your heart, where your spirit is. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. The divine will do this for you. Nothing for you to do. Just kind of experience this here. And once the channel was made for you to do this, it'll always be there for you. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll do it again to make a stronger connection. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I have actually people saying that they can actually feel their chakras changing as you go down here. And they feel their consciousness actually drop down. Here we go again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It feels great for the audience here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There now, your consciousness is in your heart center. So ask your spirit for guidance now, and see what you need to do, what you need to know. And you should feel like your ears are on your heart, and also your mouth is on your heart talking. And this is where you want to be throughout your whole lifetime, and not on your head. So this is your true spiritual connection to the divine right now. You are connected. What we're going to do now is hold a space around you to take away the mind control. That's typically energies that are from the darkness that are transmitted to us. We'll just use the word like radio waves outside of this planetary energy. And so we're going to now hold this space. We'll open the space up about 10 feet around you. So you're going to have this beautiful white light coming into you to put you into your own sacred space right now. and you're going to feel your body probably loosen up a little bit, because these energies that come to you are invisible, and your body has to keep dealing with these energies continuously. Just like we have radio stations transmitting energies into you, we have TV stations, different frequencies, we have CB radios and ham radios, and then we have the satellites, and we have all this stuff going into our poor bodies. And each one of these frequencies, the body, in a sense, will see that like a psychic attack being done to it. And so, you know, after a while, it gets very, very bombarded with these energies. So right now, you should start feeling your own space around you and connect to your spirit and request guidance from your spirit. If you feel that you're not on your heart, then you're not going to get proper guidance. So this is what we talk about, going within. This is where, you know, your divine connection is. And it's the only place you're ever going to find it, is inside of your heart center. There we go. And we're just holding this field for you. The light ship is doing this for you so you can have the experience of perfect peace. And the main thing is to get your own guidance right now, to know your connection to yourself. And you should be able to talk to your spirit. If you don't hear your spirit, then ask to have the volume turned up like you're listening to a radio station. And if you still don't hear your voice, then ask your spirit to communicate with you by some other means. You might be able to hear somebody talking in conversation, or, you know, guidance for you, because your spirit can help that way. You might see something on the TV and the words jump out at you. But the main thing is to go internal and to get your own guidance this way. This way it'll be just 100% correctly for you. So we're still holding this space to make this space sacred for you. And this mind control energy, we just added to this part of the healing. You don't have to have it released from you in order to connect to your spirit. This is just an added bonus here tonight. So this space is being held. We'll hold it for probably about 2 more minutes here. And you should probably feel your body getting warmer. Normally that happens through the healing process. Remember, your spirit has to heal your body. It's the only way you're going to get a healing. If you go to a practitioner, they'll do what they can do for you with whatever, maybe invisible energies they're using possibly, or whatever they're doing physically to you. But your spirit is the conduit to have the healing work, because it takes that divine energy to come into you to do the healing. And without your spirit doing the healing work on you, you won't have a healing. If you're out of your body and you go to a healer, then the healing will definitely not work for you, because there's no spiritual energy that's going to be connected to you. Okay, so how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's just a fabulously peaceful feeling, and also, you know, it's just so hard sometimes in our lives these days to make that deep spirit connection with everything that's being thrown at us, or, you know, all the situations that we're dealing with in life. And to have this experience, you know, it really gives us a chance to really focus on that connection, so that it strengthens it. I find that, you know, now when I go out in my life as a result of doing this, I keep that spirit connection with me, and it doesn't necessarily matter so much now the situation that's going on in life, because I have that connection, whereas before I would get thrown off. So it's wonderful.
That's great. And what I also do is I have conference calls. And the healings on the light ship are only $20 for a one-hour healing. And I do the conference calls 3 times a week. I also do a special water activation on Wednesday for people. That's a different session. and they have 7 containers of water activated. So you have your own divine water for 7 days. So it's just wonderful. And the water will change each day. It's designed just for you, and each day builds upon the second day, or the first day, and the second day, and the third day. So it's a sequential type of healing. And again, it's putting in light codes into your body for the ascension process to help your spirit integrate with your body. Remember, your body is full of judgment, and the judgment is passed on to you by your ancestors. So in the new age metaphysics movement, what they'll tell you is, you know, if you have a problem, maybe you were at church one day and you went to a metaphysical church, we'll say, and they say, well, you know, you're outside walking and you trip and you skin your knee, and they say, oh, what kind of thought were you thinking to skin your knee? You know, why did you do this to yourself? Well, it wasn't you. You know, you don't have to get guilt about skinning your knee, about having a bad thought. It's the fact that your body, through this process of wanting to heal itself from the thoughts of your ancestors, is the reason why your body, you know, had that problem, because, you know, you probably had that, I'll use the word lesson, which may not be the proper word to use, but you didn't understand what was happening to your body, and so the body had to finally show itself and create a problem for you so that you could release the block energy in your body. And that's how accidents happen, just not being conscious and awake enough. And if you were in your body all the time, you would have that direct communion and connection to your spirit, so you would actually know what's happening. Remember, your spirit's here to heal your body. There's no such thing as reincarnation on the light ship. There is reincarnation as far as going to different places, but there's no such thing as forced reincarnation to, like we have here. When you talk about reincarnation on this planet, people think of many, many lifetimes, and it could be hundreds of lifetimes that you're stuck here. So that's the dark side's teachings, trying to explain, which works. You know, it makes sense that, yeah, I messed up in the last lifetime by not doing something that I should have done, and so now I'm back to make amends in this lifetime to get it right the second time around or the 100th time around, and I have all these problems here, which you can contribute to messing up in previous lifetimes. So that's not the case. That's the dark side holding you here, and it's a great explanation of why you're here. And those are all false teachings put down here by the Galactic Federation through the divine beings that came in, and they were controlled by the Federation with their dark energy, which are the soulless beings, to tell you why you're stuck here so they can still use your energy. That's why they created the God energy outside of yourself and the duality. So that's all the Galactic Federation's doings. So you have to kind of evaluate how you feel about that organization. And there is, you know, positive, I'll use the word ETs out there, ones that are in the light. They're definitely there. But when the light ship came 2 years ago to help us out for the ascension process here, the planet Earth was 20% in dark, 20% in light and 80% in darkness. And now it's about 35% light. So they have changed that a lot. But still, you know, it's up to the Federation to turn into 100% light. And when they do finally do that, we won't have any wars here. We won't have weather changes, the traumas that we're going through. The weather, the way it is, so awful at times, where you have thunder showers and just really, really bad weather and floods, et cetera. That's the dark side coming in here to cause trauma for everybody so they can take your energy. So initially, if the Federation did their job and they were 100% in light, we would have heaven on earth here. So I'm hoping they'll eventually shift over. But after the universal shift, they just won't be here. They may form a new organization, and then they'll all be in the light at that time. And hopefully they won't be corrupted like they are at this point in time. This is why Jesus' mission, in a sense, basically failed, because nobody ascended 2,000 years ago. That's a whole different bag of tricks here. But so what we have now is a body which has 4,000 years of density into it in place of just 2,000. So we can thank the Federation. In fact, Jesus' quote in the Bible is, "Why did you forsake me?" That was the Federation who he's talking to. Why did you cut my life short so I couldn't get my teachings out to all the people on the planet Earth here? And then he also mentioned about entities and mind control. And that's what he mentioned talking to the Creation Lightship. You know, don't judge these people. You know, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. That's his comments about what happened there. So that was two very important things that, for some reason, the dark side didn't really understand or see, but they left it in the Bible. So that's probably for us to realize right now. So our time is coming to a close here, and I do many types of healings down here. And we just had some nice experiences tonight with the divine energies coming in. I do emotional healings for people. I charge $5 for each year of your life. If you're over 60, I don't charge over $300, so just take your age times 5. And that's the most important thing that I could do for you, is to clear your emotional baggage so that you can be in the now. And do you have anything to add, Sylvia? We have maybe a minute to go here, it looks like.
Well, I wanted to thank everyone for being with us tonight. It was a lovely, wonderful healing experience. Thank you, Ron, for that. I wanted to let people know that we have many different types of healing sessions on the radio shows, including physical healing sessions that are done with the Creation Lightship. So please tune in with us throughout the week for those shows as well. And maybe tonight you could leave us, Ron, with one more divine energy brought in so that people can experience that after we get off the air, and have that for a wonderful close to the evening.
Yeah, what we'll bring in again is we'll bring in some peace energy, and we'll bring in some compassion energy and grace energy. And we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary again. So we'll bring in many energies at once here. And again, like I said, the beautiful light beam will be activated for about a half an hour on your computer monitor, so you can request healings there too. So here comes these energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everyone. So good evening to all of you, and blessings, and just absorb this energy and breathe it in and just relax and allow the healings to take place.
Good night and blessings to all of you. Love and light, and please join us again. You can look on the BBS radio screen for the different times of the week that the Creation Lightship is on. Thank you, Don, for providing this wonderful internet radio for us. And good night.
Okay. Good night to everyone.